Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I will announce at the start, is my last show before a two-week vacation, and we are inviting you to go to our webpage and recommend one book or one piece of music that I, and not just me, but that I and other August vacationers might want to check out. Got anything? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show, especially looking for recent fiction as well as recent nonfiction, and always like the music suggestions. So let them rip, and we'll see at the end of the show what you all have come up with. We'll even play some of the music tracks, all right? But first, the serious stuff, the raw and bitter debt ceiling showdown might get an early political test in Brooklyn and Queens. September 13th is the special election to replace the fallen tweeter Anthony Weiner in the House of Representatives, with the Democratic and Republican candidates positioning themselves around the budget deal. This district, in case you're thinking, oh, what are you kidding me? This isn't a race. This is New York City. This is not as automatic for the Democrats as you might think in the middle of New York City. The Republican candidate, Bob Turner, who we interviewed last week, got about 40% last year running against Weiner. Israel has broken out as the other public issue in the race, in addition to the debt and the budget, with Ed Koch making a surprise endorsement of Turner because of Israel. Now Democrat David Weprin, an Orthodox Jew, has secured the endorsement of Senator Joe Lieberman, hoping for a so there moment to neutralize Koch. As I said, we had the Republican candidate Bob Turner last week. Now we welcome Democrat David Weprin, currently an assemblyman from the district, former chairman of the City Council Finance Committee. His father was the assembly powerhouse Saul Weprin. Some of you may remember him as kind of Sheldon Silver before Sheldon Silver. So, David Weprin, welcome back to WNYC.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
This is for the 9th Congressional District seat, just so everybody knows where it is. That's parts of Brooklyn and Queens, including Maspeth, Fresh Meadows, Glendale, Howard Beach, Kew Gardens Hills, Middle Village, Forest Hills, Ozone Park, Ridgewood, Rego Park, Rockaway Beach, and Woodhaven in Queens, Flatlands, Gerritsen Beach, Marine Park, Borough Park, Midwood, Mill Basin, and Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. Did I leave anything out?
Yeah, it's not. Borough Park is not in the district, but
no part of Borough Park.
Right.
All right. Which neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Hollis Wood.
That wasn't on my list.
No.
And that's where? That's
it's
Queens.
In Queens, yeah.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived in the Fresh Meadows, Hollis Wood area my whole life.
What's the best thing and worst thing for you about living in that neighborhood or the district as a whole?
Well, you know, one of the wonderful things about the area of Queens that I've represented and live in is the diversity. We have so many different ethnic groups represented, and, you know, we all seem to get along.
That's good. Worst thing about living in the district? Anything?
Well, it's not as accessible to public transportation as other parts of the city. Certainly, Forest Hills is much more accessible to public transportation than when you get a little bit further east.
Now, listeners, we can take questions from the district for David Weprin. This is the same way we did it for Bob Turner last week. So only if you live in the 9th Congressional District. That's Flatlands, Rockaway Beach. I'm kidding. I won't do the list again. But let's jump right in. Oh, so 212-433-WNYC is the phone number. 212-433-9692. Callers from Anthony Weiner's district. And I presume you know who you are. Call in if you have a question for a Democratic candidate, David Weprin. 212-433-9692. And let's jump right in on the Israel question. You have these dueling endorsements now of Ed Koch for Turner, Joe Lieberman for you. Here is about a minute of my exchange with Mr. Turner on this issue. So how specifically are you stronger than David Weprin on Israel?
I think Mr. Weprin said it himself when he said, I will follow the party caucus. That caucus is not always in line with what is in the best interests of Israel or even the United States in this regard. So I think that's an important distinction.
Specifically on what?
I think some UN votes, UN funding will be a part of this. I think just the other day we have the Democratic caucus supporting President Obama in paying the Palestinians, who in turn are paying terrorists who are in Israeli prisons, an absurd situation where the United States is actually laying the money out for this.
So cut off all aid if we're giving aid to the Palestinian Authority.
That probably is a good starting point until we get some cooperation out of them in terms of firing rockets and other things at Israel.
Republican candidate for Anthony Weiner's seat, Bob Turner, last week. David Weprin, your response to any of that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think Israel is really the major issue in this race. You know, my record in Israel is my long history, you know, family-wise over 50 years, having gone to Israel 8 times. You know, my record on supporting the security of the state of Israel is clear. But the real issues in this campaign are creating jobs, are protecting Social Security and Medicare. I don't think Israel is really going to be a major focus in this race.
And we'll get to all of those issues. But he said some specific things there in that clip. It was one of the things that led Ed Koch to endorse him. So do you want to respond to anything specifically that he said?
Well, you know, I don't think Ed Koch is relevant at all in this discussion. But specifically, there's no doubt that, you know, I've stood up against my party when I thought they were wrong, or not really my party, but, you know, the administration on certain issues. But again, I don't think there's any question of my support for a strong state of Israel. And that's not going to make a difference in this race. What's going to make a difference in this race are the other issues, protecting Social Security, protecting Medicare. And those are the issues I identified when I said that I would support my conference, fighting for jobs, fighting to maintain and strengthen Medicare and Social Security.
So specifically from the clip, should we cut off aid to the Palestinian Authority until we get more cooperation from them on fighting the rocket fire, as Mr. Turner said?
Well, you know, I think we have to be careful about asking Israel to make concessions that we're not asking of the Palestinian Authority. Obviously, while there is aid to the Palestinian Authority, certain support for recognizing the state of Israel are important. But I think right now, I don't think we differ too much on our strength for the state of Israel, but I think we have to really talk about the other issues where there's really a major difference.
But I don't think you gave me a specific answer. He seemed to take a position that we should cut off aid to the Palestinians today until we get more cooperation from them on fighting the rocket fire. Is that a point of disagreement between the two of you?
Well, you know, I think we should tie military aid to preventing terrorism and basically making concessions that go with that, such as recognizing the right of the state of Israel to exist as a Jewish state and not negotiating with terrorists and obviously with Hamas as part of the negotiating authority. I would question some of the aid we may be giving, but I think we have to really see what comes out of the Palestinian Authority, who is really in charge, and who are they negotiating with.
What's the point of U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority?
Well, you know, I think part of the aid is to, you know, maintain, you know, a presence there where, you know, they'll negotiate with the state of Israel and not be allies, but basically you know, stabilize the region. But I think the key here is that they have to renounce terrorism and they have to recognize the state of Israel as a Jewish state. And right now, I don't think Israel has a negotiating partner. So if that is the case, then, you know, I think there is room for cutting off aid. But, you know, again, I don't think that's going to be the issue in this race.
The House just voted 407-6 to urge the president to cut funding to the Palestinians if they try to seek UN recognition for statehood, as they may well this fall. Would you have voted with the majority on that?
Yes, I would have.
And do you have a position on the cost of living protests taking place in Israel? That's going to be our next segment after you. That's not a U.S. House issue, but I'm just curious.
again, I'll leave that to the Israeli people and the Israeli government.
David Weprin, my guest on WNYC, the Democrat running to replace Anthony Weiner from the 9th Congressional District in Brooklyn and Queens. All right, let's turn to domestic issues and the debt ceiling. Would you have voted for the deal that passed the Congress this week?
I would not have voted for it because clearly something had to be done with the debt ceiling, but this was not the best alternative. They waited too long to negotiate the deal. It should have really been negotiated weeks and weeks before. And the severe cuts that are going to take place with this agreement, particularly potentially to Medicare, certainly a Medicare reimbursement, and the additional cuts could be directly on Medicare and Social Security, are going to be very devastating to New York in particular. And that's why I ultimately would have voted against the bill.
How do you think you and Mr. Turner differ on this issue?
I think he indicated that he would have he voted for the bill. He's also ruled out any form of taxation, which could result in significant cuts in the trillions of dollars if there is no revenue portion. I feel there's room for taxation on oil companies, closing corporate loopholes, specifically companies that export jobs overseas can be taxed. And I think there is room for a real millionaire's tax, those that make over $1 million to pay a little bit more so we can avoid some significant cuts.
But has Mr. Turner ruled out supporting any new taxes as the majority of the Republican caucus has? I want to play a clip from our interview last week where I asked him about the grand bargain for spending cuts and higher taxes that the president and Speaker Boehner had been working on. Again, this is about a minute long. Would you support the grand bargain that apparently almost got struck between President Obama and John Boehner, which seems to be three-quarter spending cuts, but also adding revenue by closing some tax loopholes and reforming the deduction system?
Politics is the art of compromise and getting things done. That target keeps moving, but in general, this is what has to be done. Both parties have to come together. There has to be compromise. There has to be a thought-out plan.
So you won't sign the Grover Norquist no new taxes under any circumstances pledge?
I would hate to part with Grover's money, but it's probably I'm pretty close to that. That in the grand scheme, I think the Republicans happily are saying we're not increasing taxes; we're just closing loopholes. I like that terminology better than raising taxes. But the reality is, revenue will be increased.
So Bob Turner, from our interview last week, Republican candidate in the 9th Congressional District, he said he would be for compromise, the word the president kept using and the Republicans didn't. More revenues would be part of it, and he did not there take Grover Norquist's no new taxes pledge, said he would hate to give up Grover's money, but as so many House Republicans have taken that pledge. So maybe Bob Turner is a moderate on the budget, more than you're making him out to be.
Well, that's not the public comments I've heard him say. I've heard him say many times that we can't have any more taxation under any circumstances. I certainly don't want taxation on the middle class, but I think there is room for closing a lot of these corporate loopholes. He particularly had a session that we had, a public forum, where he totally ruled out any tax of oil companies. And when you're talking about oil companies making billions and billions of dollars of profit increasing each year, I think there's room for some taxation on oil companies.
And one more clip of Turner. Koch's endorsement of him was based on two pillars, Israel, as we discussed, and Turner's promise not to support Republican attempts to privatize Medicare and Social Security or turn Medicaid into a block grant program. Here's our brief exchange on that. All right, on the entitlement programs, you've already confirmed what Koch said. You are promising to oppose the plan to privatize Medicare and Social Security and turn Medicaid into a block grant program, basically the Paul Ryan plan.
That is correct. And I have another step. I'm adamant that whatever changes may be suggested on Social Security do not apply to people 55 and older. They're already in the system. They've paid their dues. They're relying on this. I want to protect that.
So again, unlike a lot of Republicans currently in the House, he's distancing himself from those pillars of the Paul Ryan entitlement reform plan. How different are you and Mr. Turner really on these issues?
Very different. First of all, this is a newfound position, based on trying to get Koch's endorsement. He has said publicly on many occasions that he was a strong supporter of the Ryan plan when he ran last November against Anthony Weiner. So this is a total turnaround. And if I were former Mayor Ed Koch, I would take his new promise with the same grain of salt that he took Dean Skelos's promise for an independent redistricting commission. And as soon as the Republicans took over the majority in the Senate, that position clearly changed.
David Weprin, Democratic candidate to replace Anthony Weiner in that congressional seat. Daniel in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hello. I have several questions observations regarding Mr. Weprin's positions. Number one, speaking as an Orthodox Jew, I'm in a trauma physician out in Suffolk County, live in Forest Hills. I find Mr. Weprin's position on gay marriage interesting. From what I understand, the way of life he subscribes to, as best I've been taught, is totally against that. So, what I find even much more disturbing is the fact that it doesn't sound like he has any interest in countering Obama's very threatening posture on the state of Israel.
What specifically?
Most specifically, as someone who's been very involved in counter-terror efforts that have exacted a horrific toll over the past, since 1993, I find it extremely disturbing. If one looks at the numbers, one can see that overwhelmingly the vast majority of terror attacks and carnage has been from the Fatah, the very party that's been involved in the peace process.
Therefore, just get specific on the Obama position that you don't want Mr. Weprin to support?
the most important position? Plain and simple. How can he talk about armaments to the PA when the PA is responsible for the slaughter of families in their sleep just a month or two ago in what's called the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, where the vast majority of terror attacks in Israel since 1993 have been from the very party that has not abrogated the obligation to has not actually carried out their promises to recognize the state of Israel.
And Daniel, I'm going to leave it there. I think your points are clear. Does the U.S. send armaments to the Palestinian Authority?
Well, I don't think they do, but I share your passion and your feelings. And I feel the same way. That we should certainly use any aid as a vehicle or cut off aid if we feel that the Palestinian Authority, is co-opted, by terrorists, which certainly there is evidence to that effect. And I think we still have significant leverage in that. But I've been very clear opposing President Obama on a number of issues, certainly by starting with the pre-1967 borders as a starting point for peace negotiations. I've led missions to Israel. I've led a mission to Beit Har Elite, which is behind the Green Line, which is at the time was about 25,000 strong, is now over 40,000 residents. Clearly, Judea and Samaria are areas, it's clearly not occupied territory, but areas of major communities in Israel. So, I share a lot of your position, but I think we have to take a strong position with the Palestinian Authority. And as I said earlier, I would support the resolution to cut off all aid, depending on what happens over the next couple of months, going forward.
His other question was about your stand on gay marriage, which is?
I supported the same-sex marriage bill in Albany. It had passed in the Assembly three times before. The provisions in the bill that I voted on included an opt-out for religious organizations that felt it violated their religious beliefs to participate in same-sex marriage, whether they be Catholic Church or Orthodox Jewish organizations. It was a civil issue. We basically just authorized civil marriage it wasn't a religious issue.
You actually got to cast that vote since you're a current member of the Assembly. We have New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman later in the program, and he's suing the federal government over the Defense of Marriage Act, which doesn't confer federal recognition for Social Security survivor benefits and allows states not to recognize other states' gay marriages. Do you agree with Schneiderman that that's unconstitutional?
Well, you know, I think we have to see how that plays out. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure of the legal arguments, but you know, it's certainly I'd be curious, you know, whether it's found to be constitutional or not.
Ivan in Bell Harbor, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ivan.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call, and Brian, I hope you enjoy your well-deserved vacation.
Thanks so much.
My question actually is to bring the discussion even more local, which is I'm from Bell Harbor, which is near Kennedy Airport. As everybody will recall, almost 10 years ago, there was a plane crash, a tragic accident here. My recollection in the aftermath of that was that Congressman Wiener, when he held the seat, was an advocate of changing the flight routes so that planes would not cross over the Rockaway Peninsula as far east as they had. My question for you is, given that I still see planes flying over the peninsula, is that a realistic view for a congressman to have and to be able to influence? And do you have a point of view on that?
Yes, I do think it's an area that that Congress can get involved in. You know, obviously it's Federal Aviation Administration. I would support the same position that clearly the couple of issues is a safety issue in a lot of the cases because there have been a number of crashes over the years. It wasn't just that one major crash. There have been others in the past. And also there's obviously an issue with noise over certain of the routes and how it has affected the quality of life of some of the residents. So it's certainly something that I would be get involved in and would be discussing with the appropriate federal authorities.
Ken in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ken.
Yes, hello, Mr. Weppern.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
I have a few questions.
Pick your best one.
The best one?
Yeah.
Are you all aware of the situation in Little Neck on Horace Harding Expressway?
What situation is that?
There's been a house there that's been abandoned for 5 years, that's attached to an 80-year-old woman. Your brother has ignored all complaints, as you have, because my wife and I have emailed you several times about this, and the woman is in dire fear of her life.
Are you familiar with the issue? It's not one for the U.S. Congress, but you're in the Assembly.
Well, you know, if you call my district office, we'd be happy to, you know, to look into it. And I don't you have the address?
What? Oh, the address of the house?
Of the house.
Do you want that? Maybe we shouldn't give that on the air?
Yeah. Just call my office, 718-428-7900.
428-7900. Ken, tell them that Assemblyman Weprin told you on WNYC to call his office and maybe you'll get some action. All right. Why do you think Bob Turner got 40% against Anthony Weiner last year?
Well, you know, where I come from, 60-40 is kind of a significant victory. So, you know, I'll be very happy to get
60%. In presidential politics, it is. But when you look at the incumbent Democratic House members around New York City, they get 80%.
Well,
90%.
You know, there was a Republican tide last time, which I think has changed this time. Clearly, Republicans took over the House, but I think as a result of that, I think you're seeing some of the proposals to cut Medicare, to cut Social Security. There's been no jobs bill. The people are still suffering. Children and grandchildren with master's degrees having trouble finding jobs. You know, I think the Republicans, after taking over the House, really have done nothing to address these issues. So if I had to guess, I would say a lot of that has changed, and I think there'll be more of a trend against the Republicans.
We've heard suggestions that some voters in this heavily Jewish district stopped trusting Weiner after he recently married a Muslim. Think there's anything to that?
Look, you know, someone's personal, you know, beliefs, whether, you know, when you're getting into religion, you know, I don't think that should be an issue.
But the question is whether you think it is an issue for voters in the district.
Well, I think you're going to have to ask people. It really shouldn't be an issue as long as he's representing the district effectively in the district and in Washington. It should be irrelevant who he's married to.
Harry in Brooklyn in the district. You're on WNYC. Hello, Harry.
Hi. I live on Bedford Avenue. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is Mr. Weprin is talking about jobs. The president has been in office for 2.5 years now, and under his policies and the policies of Speaker Pelosi and Mr. Reid, we have 9.2% unemployment still. And we know that there are various things like voting against Boeing, opening up a plant in North Carolina because it's not a union workshop, and forcing them to stay in Seattle, which is union-friendly. What will Mr. Weprin do for our district to stand up to the president and the policies that he supported, such as health care reform, which are job killers?
Harry, thank you. And those are his opinions, obviously. Do you agree that the Obama health reform is a job killer?
Well, I don't think it's fully vetted yet. I think it hasn't really fully kicked in. Obviously, we'll be monitoring it. There probably are areas that there can be some amendments. But on the jobs question, you know, we really need to create new jobs and invest in our future. One area right away is transportation infrastructure. Clearly, our transportation infrastructure is out of date. You know, we need better roads and bridges. A lot of our bridges are falling apart. We need faster trains, more efficient cars, and there's a lot of need. There's a lot of immediate creation of construction and manufacturing jobs immediately. We also need green energy. America spends more on energy than any other country. It's expensive, and we're far too dependent on foreign oil. We can drastically reduce costs for businesses and families and create jobs in the process if we invest in green and renewable forms of energy.
So that's the heart of your job creation program.
Yeah, I think we could also have more of a training and placement program for people so we can kind of, you know, work people into the workforce. Clearly, we need to have the jobs trickle down to the 9th Congressional District and locally.
All right. We have just a couple of minutes left. Let's do a three-minute drill and go down some issues, some knowledge, some getting to know you with short questions, short answers, all right?
Sure.
Mr. Turner is now criticizing your leadership in city council in connection with the so-called slush fund scandal. He says as finance committee chair, you were either complicit or ignorant with respect to those pools of money.
Ridiculous. I chaired the finance committee for 8 years. We had 8 years of balanced budgets. On time, never a day late, without cutting major services. I'd love to see some of that in Washington.
Back to health care. What percentage of your district is currently uninsured?
Still a large percentage. We'll have to see what's going to happen. But
roughly?
I don't necessarily want to cite a statistic, but there are just too many Americans and too many constituents in the 9th Congressional District that don't have health insurance. And if God forbid, we significantly cut Medicare, I can't tell you how many senior citizens will not have health care and will have to rely strictly on emergency rooms.
Do you know the poverty rate in the district?
Probably higher than it should be.
Roughly?
I couldn't tell you offhand.
Do you believe man-made global warming is real?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe man-made global warming is real? Mr. Turner was not sure.
Well, clearly I think there is something to be said for global warming. Certainly this summer has certainly looks like it's coming to fruition.
And we had a snowy winter. Do you believe do you support cap and trade?
I support certain aspects of cap and trade.
What percentage of your district is immigrant or foreign born?
I would say, as is all of Queens, we have a very large percentage of immigrants, from many, many parts. We have a very large Russian population of immigrants from the former Soviet Union. That's probably the largest new immigrant group in the district. I would say it's a significant portion.
No rough number?
Overall, I would say the immigrant population is probably 30%.
Do you support comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship for people here illegally?
I support comprehensive insurance reform. I support the DREAM Act, which came close in Congress, which would allow people to get an education here and become citizens. I think we have to recognize that there are people here that are contributing to society, that are paying taxes, and we have to make immigration policy and citizenship an easier path for those individuals.
Do you tweet?
I've never tweeted.
So you weren't on Wiener's Twitter feed?
I was not. I think my campaign at one point had a Twitter thing, but someone had done it on behalf of the campaign. I never personally tweeted.
Ever vote for a Republican?
Have I ever voted for a Republican? Not that I can recall.
And last thing, we're asking all our guests today, since this is my last show before a two-week vacation, to recommend one book or piece of music that I or other August vacationers might want to check out. Actually, we asked Mr. Turner last week what the best book or movie he's read or seen this year was. So any of those?
Well, you know, I've been generally so busy reading newspapers, politically, and I really haven't read too many books lately. But when it comes to music, I think you can never go wrong with the Beatles. And, of course, there's always those District 9 former high school friends, Simon and Garfunkel, who met at Forest Hills High School.
Slow down, you move too fast.
On cue, Simon and Garfunkel with the 59th Street, the Ed Koch Bridge song, taking us out. 30 seconds, open mic. What do you want to say to the people of the district?
I want to say to the people of the district, my opponent talks about his private sector experience. I not only have private sector experience, having been on Wall Street 20 years as an investment banker, but have significant public sector experience, having served as deputy superintendent of banking for New York State under Governor Mario Cuomo, having served in the city council for 8 years, chaired the finance committee all of those 8 years, balanced 8 budgets on time without cutting major services, and having served in the state legislature this last year and a half.
All right. And listeners, we've now done extended interviews with Republican Bob Turner and Democrat David Weprin, vying to replace Anthony Weiner in the 9th Congressional District from Brooklyn and Queens. We'll keep these interviews side by side on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, until the September 13th election. Thank you so much, Assemblyman Weprin, for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we will look at the biggest protests in Israel in many, many years. They do not have to do with the Palestinian question, but can they avoid it? Stay with us.
I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy.